You know, this team is a lot like the team we just faced on Sunday. And, you know, they're very, very talented. They're big. They're physical. They match up very, very well with the Packers. So with that being said, you know, we're going to have to play better than we played last week. You know, it was obvious to us after looking at tape that we played two games in 6 days. And so, you know, our focus is to heal up, rest up, and then get ready for the next opponent.
Are you concerned, Jeff, that the run game against the run, stopping the run, seems to be slipping a little bit in the last couple of weeks?
No, not concerned at all. I mean, we just have to keep improving. We're playing, you know, different teams each week with different strengths and weaknesses. And the good thing is we're finding ways to win games, and we're adjusting. We have to continue with that.
Special teams with a guy by the name of Hester.
There is, and he's very, very explosive. He's, you know, he's a step away from, you know, thus far probably having two or three returns for touchdowns. You know, he's there, he's dangerous, and you have to be very, very careful with what you do with the football.
KBB out today.
Yeah, we rested Kyle today. A couple other guys. You know, we carried back down just a little bit. Keith, we held out today, so we'll be day-to-day with all of them.
Can you tell us about Gordon? Apparently he joined the roster today, or yesterday maybe?
Yes. Antonio was signed to Indianapolis Colts 53, Antonio Johnson. So we brought him on to fill his spot, and so far looked pretty good. Looks like he'll do a good job for us.
With Antonio, it was just a matter that you just didn't have room enough to keep him once they forced your hand?
You know, teams are allowed to sign players off practice squads, and the only option for us was to bring them to the active roster, and we don't have the need right now.
If you look ahead at the weather, about 40 degrees, maybe 18 to 20 mile an hour winds. Glad you played against Cincinnati in that condition the way you did.
Yeah, well, I mean, we're familiar with the wind. I mean, you expect the weather to change once you go on the road, and it does. And so we'll take all the Florida guys, and we'll just leave them here at home, let them watch it from maybe LP Field, take the rest of the guys up there with us.
Jeff, what is it with Chris Johnson that's allowed him to, you know, he seems to be improving at this point in the season. I'm thinking specifically about his catching ability, and we've seen that, but is unusual to see a guy be able to keep improving at this point in his rookie.
No, we're trying to do a little bit more with him each week, and keep in mind he gets a lot of practice reps, and he gets, you know, the experience on the practice field, and it's carrying over in the games. You know, he's making the different catches, the different runs, and different cuts, and you know, he's a complete back. I mean, he can red catch and accelerate and go and carry the football. He's also doing a good job protecting for us.
Talk of like the rookie ball where it comes around about this time of year. Have you been able to maybe avoid some of that with him because he's been splitting carries with Lindale so much?
Well, I think we've got more than just he as far as rookies are concerned, and they understand the need and the importance to take care of themselves, and they're doing a good job with that.
Jeff, we haven't seen Vince Young since week one. If something were to happen to Kerry and he goes down, is he ready to go Sunday?
Yeah, I'll give you an example today. Kerry was limited in practice, and Vince took two whole periods, and was just great. He did a great job. Knows, understands the game plan, made all the right throws, and handled it very well. So, you know, we got confidence in Vince that he could step in.
So he's 100% physical?
He's 100% physical, yes.